Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Gary Downing, and I'm joined by Sports Illustrated's Don Banks here at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Don, let's go ahead and start with an offseason kind of preview for the Ravens. The big question is Joe Flacco. How do you see this whole thing playing out, and what kind of timetable are we looking at here?
A lot of work to be done in Baltimore, obviously, but it's the right kind of work. It's good work. Look, I think there's zero chance that Joe Flacco is an ex-Raven. I think it's just a matter of whether they can get the number in a long-term deal or whether that franchise tag is going to be in play. And obviously, it's Flacco piece first allows them to do a lot of other things in the offseason that they've got to do. I hear that there's optimism within the organization that they're going to get a long-term contract extension with Flacco before they have to apply that tag. I'm a little less positive than that. I think it could come down to tag day before that deal is done. But they seem to think that they've got a pretty good shot. Obviously, there's been meetings going on between Joe Linta and Pat Moriarty here at the Combine. So that process is ongoing. But I think they're desperate to stay away from the exclusive tag. I don't. That's the doomsday scenario because it ties up so much money, over $20 million in 1 year, and it would really handcuff almost everything else they want to do this offseason.
In terms of the other things that they want to do, obviously Joe Flacco is kind of like that first step.
Linchpin.
Yes, and then everything else falls into place. There's a number of guys who are big-name free agents, Paul Kruger, Danelle Ellerbe, you know, Bryant McKinney, Kerry Williams, Ed Reed. Who's back? Who's gone?
Well, if I had to kind of scope it out at this point, I think Ellerbe is really the big priority. I think, obviously, he fills one of those inside positions where Ray is leaving, Ray Lewis, and I think they realize he was a pretty valuable cog this season. I think they want Bryant McKinney back, but if somebody throws a stupid number at him, I don't think they'll stretch. They really can't stretch to keep him. I think Ed Reed's career in Baltimore is most likely over. There's a chance that he could take a huge hometown discount to stay. There's been a little bit of a post-Super Bowl afterglow between Ed and the Ravens. But I have a hard time thinking that his pride will allow him to take a huge under-market deal. And I think Ed Reed's probably on his way out. I think Kerry Williams will probably get a better offer in free agency than they're willing to pay. I think the same is true with Paul Kruger. Again, they took Courtney Upshaw. They think at least that they have a player who they can plug into that position. So to me, the priorities would obviously be start with Flacco and then go Ellerbe and McKinney.
Someone else who's not a free agent, but there's a lot of talk of whether or not he's going to be back, is Anquan Boldin. He's got 1 year left on his deal, but he's got a big cap number. Do you think he's back, or do you think he becomes a salary cap casualty?
No, I think he's back. I think they realized anew in the postseason just how valuable he is, just what he does for the other receivers, Torrey Smith included. And I think they'll find a meeting of the minds there. I do think he'll have to restructure his number. I don't think they'll cut him in pay, but I think they'll go to him for a restructure. I think he's open to it. He feels like he's a Raven. He feels like he's playing where he belongs, and they see him as one of the core Ravens. So I wouldn't worry about Boldin. I think his future looks pretty good in Baltimore, and I think both sides are determined to get something done. It's just a matter of really how they work the math in order to give them cap room for the other moves.
Let's talk about guys that aren't on the team yet, aren't even in the NFL yet, with the draft obviously coming up just a couple months away. In the most recent mock draft, which you did before the combine, right, you have Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o falling to the Ravens. And what would it take for him to be around there at pick number 32 and for the Ravens to pounce on him?
Well, I think it's an important weekend for him because I think he really wants to start to change the narrative from the off-field story that surrounded him in January. He wants to get people back focused on the football side. Now, 80% of what the NFL wants to hear out of Te'o this weekend has to do with just, you know, what kind of football player he is, what kind of leader, what about his intangibles, how he tests and how he measures. But there is the other part of the story, and I think he has to look people in the eye, and he has to be upfront about it. He can't be embarrassed. He's got to say, I was naive. I kind of shaded the truth. I lied to my dad. But I'm going to learn from this, and I'm not going to be as gullible. They're basically just trying to make sure that they're not bringing a guy into their locker room that has an honesty problem. And I think he'll get over that. I think he'll start to change the narrative that has surrounded him for the past month here in Indianapolis. So as far as the Ravens, I mean, I think that would be a dream scenario because he would obviously be a pretty good value at number 32, and he obviously would fill in at inside linebacker and give them another piece of the puzzle there. So it makes a lot of sense. I think they'd be happy if he was still on the board. You hear everything this far out from 20 into early second round, but he's got to overcome that Alabama game as well. He obviously got manhandled by Chance Warmack, the Alabama guard, who's probably going to be a top five pick here. And the NFL is probably going to give this kid the benefit of the doubt. He's got a track record of being a productive player and being a high intangible player. What he did with the saga off the field with the fake dead girlfriend was kind of remove the intangible check from his column. He's working on trying to put it back in there.
All right, John. Well, that Teo picture and the draft picture, I guess, as a whole, will kind of start to crystallize here over the next couple of weeks. Thank you very much for your time. We look forward to seeing what happens.